Nossa, escuta.
April 9th is here, and so is the Logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1959, NASA revealed the 7 Mercury astronauts to the American public, though the first manned flight was 2 years away.
It's my pleasure to introduce to you, and I consider it a very real honor, gentlemen. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
In 1980, the crew of Soyuz 35 lifted off to a new space record, a 185-day stay aboard space station Salyut 6. Born in 1937, puppeteer and TV producer Marty Croft, who went on to give the world such surreal kids' shows as H.R. Puffin Stuff and Land of the Lost. In 1962, TV and movie artist and designer John Eaves was born. He designed, among other things, the Enterprise E from the movie Star Trek First Contact. In 1972, Scottish actress Nev McIntosh was born. She's played nearly every Silurian in the new Doctor Who series, including Madame Vastra.
Good evening. I'm a lizard woman from the dawn of time, and this is my wife.
In 1984, the arcade game Time Pilot 84 was released, just like Time Pilot, but with different graphics. You can read about these events and many more on the Logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.